This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Last summer when people did, you know, their so-called mock drafts, which of course people have already started for next year, you know, he was viewed as a top 10 guy. So, you know, I did him last summer from his 2023 tape, and I couldn't agree more. I mean, he had a rare combination of size and athleticism, imposing length. There were times his natural quickness for that size was startling. I mean, he just was athletic. He was quick. He had strength. He had power. He had dominant run game snaps. He had dominant pass rush snaps. I mean, he just looked like this guy could do anything he wanted to do.
Greg Cosell, no doubt a highly thought of analyst, but so-called mock drafts. How dare you? What are they? They're not. Are they mock drafts? They are what they are. They serve a useful purpose, and people enjoy them.
Who are these people? Do you know these people?
Yes,
are
you
these? Are you these people?
You are too. These people. We are all these people. We love the mock drafts, don't we? Like we ate them up.
I have never in my life one time looked at a mock draft in the summer before a college football season.
Oh, well, I'm not talking about when.
Oh, okay. Well, part of that was
He says so-called mock drafts, like ha ha ha.
Right.
They're not to be taken seriously is the clear implication, I think. And they've even started them already for next year. Okay. I mean, some people are insane about it. But
All right. I thought the whole thing was about so-called mock drafts in the summer, which is, like, I would agree, like, a mock draft in the summer doesn't seem that functional, i.e. the player he's talking about there is Deion Walker, fourth-round pick of the Bills, looked like off his 23 tape going into the 24 season, someone who's going to be a monster early pick, and this year there was a back injury, and he just wasn't the same player, and the Bills got him on Saturday at the draft. So, yeah, I didn't realize that he was like there was an all-encompassing down-the-nose look at mock drafts there. I thought it was specific to the summer. Yeah, I trust that you heard it right. I was probably distracted.
Guess you could say I'm taking a small leap. Is there such a thing as a small leap? I'm taking a skip. Yeah, but that's
yeah.
So why would you need so-called? They're mock drafts. I got the sense Cosell thinks he's above it. He's above the world of people who do mock drafts. I don't know.
That might have been a tell. Yeah, I don't know. I'm a big fan of his, so I'm not going to hold it against him.
Yeah.
Myself, but I'll be fine.
It's like people with Bean. Right. I like him, so I'm going to defend him.
Right.
That's how life works. I heard yesterday that the Bean thing was because that he used fantasy. That's why everybody got so hot in here, was that he used fantasy. I mean, you. You would not be accused of this, probably.
Yeah,
although there are people who think you're the one who is the fantasy sicko. Right? That's happened.
Yeah, sure. That does happen. People can confuse us. I had a guy I've had to correct twice at the same place. He's an employee of a place I frequent, and one time it happened, and I very politely said, "No, you got it confused. I'm this guy. My partner is that guy." And he said, "Oh, okay. I'm very sorry about that. Nice to meet you."
Then he asked you, "What do you think of T.J. Hockenson's ADP?"
Like a week or two later, he made the same mistake. I was like, "Dude, come on. We did this a couple weeks ago. I'm not that guy. I'm this guy." Anyway, but there wasn't a fantasy component to that story. Sorry to let you down. I was leading out like there was going to be some great fantasy.
Like he asked you a question or something?
Yeah, no, it wasn't that. It was just general confusion.
I don't think when Bean says fantasy football, I hear it's just meant as an insult. It's not specific. It doesn't even really make sense. You know, fantasy, what would matter in fantasy? Why would we, if we cared, if it was only about fantasy football and we're out here going, you should be drafting a wide receiver, what is it? So we would have somebody to start? Is it because we like to play fantasy football and
we
love
players.
The Bills, right? So yeah. We need you to draft. That's really what, if you think about it and you think like that's what might be logical, there's no... He would just not have an understanding. It would not make sense from either side.
There's always other players that you can use in your fantasy football lineup. There's no shortage of them. So you don't need them to be Bills players.
Where there's a problem, at least arguably, is when you say fantasy, what I think it really means is it's not just about scoring. Football is more than just scoring. Because that's what fantasy is a form of.
Or points. Football is about more than just the guy who actually scores the points. Like that gets credited for the touchdown, right? A lot more goes into it and all that sort of stuff, sure. Yeah.
Yards and good things.
Yeah.
And when people try to insult you, like he did, by calling it fantasy football, it really doesn't make sense. What I think it only exposes is, you know, maybe this didn't need to be exposed, because it's kind of the whole point, is that you're really just not as keen on offense as, you know, you or I would like. That it's more about defense. And you don't even need to hear it, because even without his showing up on our doorstep yesterday morning for an interview, what did they do? And they have drafted offense at other times, I am aware, but not on the same level, especially when, and this is, again, a matter of opinion, although there's a lot of data to support it, when offense is...
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
More it. Offense is him, if you want. And, you know, defense is not meaningless, but what this one way to look at the whole thing is, we've had this conversation dozens of times, because in 5 years, they have lost to Kansas City in the playoffs four times. And in every one of those games, they could not get off the field. The game was lost mostly because they could not get stops. This year, it's especially upsetting because Kansas City offensively all year was no good. And when they saw the Bills in the playoffs, it was like, oh, we got it. You know, and then you extrapolate that into what McDermott's value is supposed to be. And now I've got six defensive players in the draft and hardly a wide receiver that anybody thinks is that great. Well, you know, the thing yesterday was Bean coming in with, it's not even reasonable to question this. In so many words, it's not reasonable to obsess about or complain about our lack of effort at drafting wide receivers. And I would politely say, I think it absolutely is. And it doesn't. It's not that. It's what you had to do.
It's a thing you could
it's
have
a,
done.
It's a reasonable idea.
Right.
And he was at a point yesterday where it's like, this is not reasonable.
Yeah.
Enough.
I don't know that the opportunity will ever be afforded me or any of us. But I would really like to know what it is that tipped it. You know, like what did he get? I'm guessing he knew before he went to bed he was going to be on with Jeremy and Joe yesterday morning at 8:30, right? Was he thinking about like, man, I want to defend our guys, which, you know, I understand. You've got a room full of guys who are your receivers, and if they pay attention to the radio, all it sounds maybe in a certain way, all it sounds like is all we want to do is replace every one of them. We want better players, bigger, stronger, faster, better players than all of the guys that you have chosen to put your energy into either drafting or acquiring through free agency or trade, whatever. So did he think about it ahead of time? I find that hard to really get my head around because you would, I think, eventually get to, that's not going to be a good idea. Like, this is not worth the whatever relationship I've got with those guys in the station and with the fan base. Because you're also talking to fans. There are plenty of fans who, you know, sure, are they egged on by Jeremy and us and everyone? Sure, to some extent. But I'm sure there's plenty of free-thinking Bills fans who can't stand us and never listen to us that would have liked a receiver before the seventh round, too. So you're also sort of assailing that portion of your fan base, saying this is an idiotic argument, like words like that, you would talk yourself out of that, I think, if you're used to being someone who appears in public and cares about what that relationship is like. So it feels more likely, I don't know why I'm bothering to guess about this, but I just, the motivation is just so interesting to me. What is he actually responding to? Is it just the overall sound? I mean, we hear plenty that we talk about receiver too much, disproportionately. Okay, maybe he feels like that's it, I'm going to put a stop to this, or I'm going to at least object. Still, I don't know. There was nothing that happened in the run-up to him being on that he was actually responding to, which is just weird to me. And so I don't know. Is there something going on internally over there that is bothering him, that he's like sort of juxtaposing out into the world, that, you know, does someone who matters over there think they don't have enough receivers and he's already boiling about it? He's just going to take it out on the first person he sees who happens to be Jeremy and Joe? I don't know. I would love to know privately. I mean, it'd be great publicly too, but I'd love to know like what tipped it for him. Was it sudden? Was it thought out? Again, probably not, but who knows? I just think it's so interesting that he chose to go that route like that. It just did not, I don't know. To me, when a guy is getting a hard time, like we've all been in a position to be giving these people in these jobs hard times. And we know when we're doing it. I mean, I certainly do. And understand if there's going to be some pushback when I run into this person the next time in person, or they choose to reach out to me to tell me they're just whatever. I just don't see that. Like, this was not like an arranged boxing match. It just didn't seem like the run-up to it makes sense with where he ended up. So the where's and the why's of how it happened are still pretty interesting to me.
Think about if you really do want to analyze it, and not everybody does, at least anymore, that he mentions the Allen pick, like right away. You knew he was on his heels.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, just someday, it's not even conscious necessarily. Like someday, I just know someday I do this about things that I've talked about, and like if it ever comes up again, this is what I'm going to say. and maybe that's what happened there. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. We'll look for your calls at 803-0550. This is WGR.